Yeah, they're ready.
They don't want cocoa?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why, you done?
I'm gonna go. Are you gonna go out?
Probably not. Why?
Yeah, it's recording.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ignorant Noodle. It's your boy Dre.
It's your boy. You call me whatever you want, aka Mr. They Lied on Me, so I lied there like a reclining chair. You know, we've been on a little mini hiatus, so life been life, and
so
there's light
funny.
At the end of the tunnel. We gonna make it. I don't know how long the tunnel is, but it's light.
I don't know how I feel
when they dip there and said, I see the tunnel. I don't know how long it is, but I see it.
I see.
Where you been these past 2 weeks?
Yeah. You gonna take it off?
The last 25 days have whooped my behind.
I know, right? It's real hard to get to our floor with the peanut gallery all mic'd up back there.
Kima.
Hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
Kadam.
What is it?
Kadam.
I don't know your name.
Hey,
you messing up the feng shui.
See, you were doing all of that talking about you wanted to join.
Maui.
Just like a woman. Maui. Say she want to be involved, but then when they get down to this podcast and stuff, they get all scared and
that's why she tell you her name. You better stop playing with her.
Hey, Amari. How's it going? What do you have to say? How do you feel about today's economy?
Shankar, me and my grandma, they here now we moon. So now it's me and my mommy.
Insightful.
Hard-hitting facts right there. So, what do you and your mommy do now?
Now my mommy fixing my hair.
Does your mama do hair?
Yeah.
Does she do hair good?
Yeah.
Does she cook?
Yeah.
Does she cook well? Has she ever been pregnant before?
Yeah.
If you could say your mother had shoes on or if she was barefoot, what would you say she is right now?
I'm going to say, you're so funny, Mommy. And then when my mommy did birth, and then my grandma said, it's a baby girl.
So what you're saying is your mama does hair, she cooks, cleans, and she's good at being barefoot and pregnant?
Yeah.
Thank you. Finally a woman that understands.
That feels offensive.
I'm just stating the facts. This came from your child.
And so my mommy always put her foot on the COVID and candy on my cat too at home.
I put my phone on the toilet while you're standing on your step stool at home.
No, your foot.
Oh, my foot on the toilet.
Yeah, okay.
Why is her foot on the toilet?
Right?
Like on the, I close the toilet seat so I don't lose my balance.
But why is your foot there? What are you losing your balance from?
Because she'll sit on my foot. Or she'll lean back while she's sitting on the step stool. So I put my foot up.
Then like then I sit on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to see.
All jokes aside, this is actually giving me more questions than I thought
it
would.
You have to see it.
Me and my mommy bought Dumby 2 and Dumby 1 and Dumby 3.
Zombies.
Okay. Speaking of this, and I'm glad you said this. This is a real topic.
And Danny bought this and
calm down. Zombies is actually a good movie.
I've never seen it.
I thought it was whatever. She put it on one day. I'm watching. I'm like, this is actually getting back to like how Disney used to be.
The first one was really good. Did you see three?
Uh-uh.
Three was complete.
It has the aliens.
So it's because when I first saw it, I said, this is just like High School Musical, where they kind of get this low budget, kind of toss it, see how it goes. It's good. They give it a sequel. That does good, and then they drop all the money, all the budget, theatrical release on a third one, and then everybody go.
Well, no, because now we're getting a Zombies 4.
They already got an animated series.
Yeah.
Then again, High School Musical got a TV series.
They'll come out.
I think next year.
I think so.
How deep into Disney are you currently? But you didn't even know that that's coming out next year.
That's all in my timeline.
Yeah, I reposted it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your brain.
You following her?
Yeah.
So, actually,
put your girl on the timeline, the bosses get at her. Can't trust y'all bears out here.
Hello.
Hello.
And so, my mom Jackson or Benjamin who I don't listen.
Your mama hits you when you don't listen?
Yeah.
How often do you not listen?
I bit Perry with my grandma whenever I baby and pull Uncle Mike's hair.
I never hit you, especially when you was a baby.
She hit you when you was a baby because you pulled your uncle's hair.
What the?
Like that.
So what do you have to say for yourself about hitting your daughter? Do you feel strong hitting a defense, weakless woman?
Do you?
No, yes. I don't cry.
I believe in a red pill alpha male.
So I don't cry.
You're that tall?
Yeah.
Do you know what an alpha male is? Do you think Dre is an alpha male? So you know.
And he the bell.
I swear to God, I'll never forgive you.
And so I'm in the river in Winnica and California.
Winter is in California.
If he's the bear, what am I?
The baby.
I'll be the baby to your bear.
I
know. How dare he talk like that? I need to finish watching Zombies. Did you watch Descendants?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that one? I seen bits and pieces of the first one.
I saw the first one was, again, the first one was good.
Yeah.
Everything else. And now they're going to do a spinoff with Brandy.
No. Wait, is that a...
They're doing a spinoff where Brandy's Cinderella character coming back.
Yeah, because I was like, is it a spinoff or a continuation? But then, I guess they merging. Wait, so who was Cinderella this whole time in
they
the
They didn't
Sims?
Have a Cinderella. They had Belle.
Oh, they've been plotting this.
Because, died. That was supposed to be the end of it.
Hello.
Oh, camera.
And the man and my main cousin called out every my cousin named Erica. And so...
You and mommy's call.
Stop smacking the mic. What about T.T. Erica?
She said Elsa.
Oh.
And Demon.
Oh.
Erica.
Oh.
That's right. Get her in check, honey.
Kita and Elka Coco, my house.
They coming to your house?
Yeah.
What are they doing at your house?
Another day, actually.
They can come to your house.
Actually.
Yeah.
I know. Right. Imagine a 3-year-old saying actually.
Oh, boy, I thought you were
going to
jump.
Dog. Calm down.
They're gonna follow my mom.
Okay.
Carefully. Yay.
Well, let's get into the real.
Mommy.
Let me go cut the mic.
Mommy, they called me.
Test. All right.
Yeah.
And we back for real this time. We don't care about your IRS stories. You got Wesley Snipes. I get it.
I mean, I paid him, but I wasn't happy to pay him, but I paid him.
Oh, speaking of, we were supposed to record his show like a week or two ago, but he got, so now he postponed it because he acted like I can't provide food for him.
It's like 15 places, bro, on that list.
Yeah, we're going to go to the cheap local ones.
What are the cheap local? I ain't even really looked at the list.
Porsche says she wanted to go to one of them. Bodega.
Okay.
Let's see. What's the... And this is why we muted their mics.
It's still going to show up on the background on the camera.
Yeah, and for us.
Bobby, if you don't...
What we got? Clucked Up. Bodega.
I've already been. I've been a clerk though.
Let's get into it, bro. Do you also not like Clucked Up?
It was okay. Like, so I back when I went, I worked with all Caucasian people, and they hyped this place up like
exactly.
Like it was the best breakfast place in the world.
Girl,
can you see?
I can see. Can you walk away?
Shaky.
Shaky.
Up. Upside down, fool.
Hold on, let me.
It's gonna look like soda.
It's gonna look like soda?
It's gonna sound like soda.
Yeah. Can we get back to work?
This is not a bean show.
Hey, listen. The chaos in our shows has never been unknown. But yeah, everybody hiked their clock. I went there one time, and I was just like,
yeah.
What? I can't do that. You ain't never wanted to be around me this much. You have literally ran from me when I've tried to spend time with you.
Look what I can do.
Nothing. Animal Farm. Apparently, people like taco trucks in Columbus. Pure Taqueria, Taco Truck on Victory Drive, Taco El Paisa, and Vigo Taco Food Truck.
So I'm gonna just give you a sample.
Please.
I'm gonna just give you a sample of like four of them. I don't particularly like tacos.
It's my duty to act like I'm offended, but tacos are cool.
Did your grandmother ever make tacos?
Dog, my grandma was a crackhead. She ain't make nothing. I love telling people that. Because they be like, when I first tweeted that, I really sat there and felt like, nah, I really ain't never heard no old person. If anything, they're going to just hit you with the red beans or the spaghetti.
Let me see.
Your grandma's also in California, so tacos is very normal. Ma'am, this ain't one of those videos. This ain't one of those videos.
Sit down.
You about to get banned. Huh? You're about to get banned.
No. She can't come back to the ignorant noodle no more.
You gotta sit still.
Bro, you got four taco places on this list?
Yeah, dog. Everybody, because I was going off recommendations and people just kept putting them on there. So if anything, I was gonna spend a day where we got one taco and it was just gonna be the taco episode.
That sounds fun though.
I guess. When I tell you tacos just
what is going on over there? Hey, let her help you. That thing costs $371 plus tax. Or stop snatching at it. The magnet's on the inside. Also, stop eyeballing me, girl.
It's beef.
And I'm tired of all three of y'all. Well, come do it on camera. Come over here. Thank you.
Well done.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. It's only so many oohs and ahs I got, man. Children always say, hey, watch this. Ooh. Oh my god. Oh, was that caught on camera? Man. I love it. You okay?
Yeah.
Nah. Her foot just hit it and it sounded so loud. So I just imagine if her head hit it.
Because she tripped over my foot. Let's get into some real topics as much as we can before she get.
Speaking of your foot, bro, when the next time you think I'm putting some lotion on your damn feet?
I got a woman for that.
No.
Oh, speaking of what women don't do, you seen what's his face with the Wendy's strawberry lemonade spicy thing? The only time I saw him was on Ellen. I don't know what he did before. I don't know what he's doing after. But I guess the minstrel show is paying.
Listen, I don't know who. This is my first time interacting with that Thank person.
I think his name like Karen.
I don't care. Anywho, you know.
Beanie, can you go do something far away? Please? Beanie. Mommy. Beanie, you gotta go. Take the chair with you.
Come on. Okay,
Lord have mercy.
Leave it on there. Come on. We gotta go do something else. Come on. All right, let's go.
Take the chair.
Come on. Get out.
You gotta go, Beanie, because you're not listening.
They're trying to talk, and you keep getting in their way. Come on, in the camera, my bitch.
I'm sitting down.
No. The editor's gonna have a field day with this one.
Bean, that's the thing you do. You gotta stop doing that. If you wanna do that, go somewhere else with the chair.
While you were saying that she was getting closer and closer.
I know!
He is so funny, man.
Dog, it's the worst because she'll look you in the eye when she does it. Oh, my Lord. What was you about to say?
Oh, first of all, why would I want a spicy strawberry or sweet tea?
Dog, I was thinking about that. Yeah.
And then two, why do the over-exaggerated gays always got to do stuff like that?
I think one of the funniest things about it is always that when other gay people come in and go, No regular person acts like that. Like when the white gays go full on caricature, and they be like, "You're not even emulating black gays or black women. You're just being annoying. You're being the word that only they can call each other."
And what word is that?
Raging homosexuals.
Thought it started with an F and ended with a T.
Nah, man, fruit's an old term. We don't call them that no more. What other words you thought it was?
Nope. You're not gonna get me. You're not gonna get me.
Rhymes with Bob. Second. Oh, okay. Another one on here that I wanted your opinion because you're you. Oh boy, Jonte Porter that gave up all his NBA money.
Ridiculously stupid.
For sports gambling.
Ridiculously stupid.
So how was he doing it? Because this is something I'm sure you're more aware of than me.
So
was he just like betting on himself?
Yeah, he was betting on himself or the Raptors to lose. Like he would be like, so he would do like player props.
Yeah.
Or it would be like under, like his player props never really got all that high. I think the highest one was like maybe 13 points or whatever. The motherfucker missed like on the 13 one, he only hit two shots, scored 5 points, and then checked out for the rest of the game with an injury.
Did he think he was gonna make more money like that? Cause they say he only got 20,000. So however long he was doing it, is he a rookie?
No, he's been in the league about 2-3 years now.
And this is the kind of dumb stuff he's doing.
But this is the real funny part. So he makes I think a million plus dollars a year.
Yeah.
He spent $80,000 to only win 20.
He was betting terribly on himself? Or was he betting bad on other people and then he realized I can bet on myself and that's how he started to get his 20,000.
I guess so. But all I know is ridiculously dumb. And then he has a brother or whatever that played for the Denver Nuggets. And I'm like, come on, though. You couldn't talk no sense to him.
This is something you'd expect from Seth Curry. Was Giannis' little brother?
Thanasis?
Yeah. This is something you'd expect from them.
That nigga don't ever get in the game, so it'd have been easy to bet him.
Shit, I'd have been betting all on my brother. All the overs. Mm-hmm.
We would have got out there and just fade each other the ball.
Dog. Getting all them assists.
Exactly.
Dog, if you could set that up. How many assists I get and how many points he get? And now I'm just feeding the ball to my... Go long. Hey, Giannis, up high. Because he's going to get it.
You know what?
Why is that not a plan that's been going on?
Well, you know, nowadays sports gambling is so normalized. I'm surprised niggas aren't.
Dog, I think that's why Jonte Porter did it. You heard about the Japanese nigga in baseball that did it? But he put it all on his translator?
He
had a fall guy.
See, exactly. If you're going to do dirt, you got to have a nigga that's going to take the charge for you. Okay?
You know what's funny about it? They should have somebody that's not connected to him or not on paper connected to him.
So Jonte Porter was using his friend's account, but I think
Was it a friend that's always around him? Like, if I'm sports betting on myself, right? And we got this podcast, and it's your account. Like, that's done. Like, people know we associate.
No, I think it was because, like, they reviewed his slips or whatever, and they kept saying that he was only, like, he had a string of only betting on Jonte Porter. So they flagged it, and that's how he got caught.
Dog, that's funny. Getting caught by your own scheme? Couldn't be me.
Niggas are just dumb.
I feel like, but that's the issue. Crime has gotten so normalized that people are no longer thinking of it as crime, so they're no longer being careful.
They're not even putting any type of thought into it. Like, did you hear about the NBA young boy shit? The
nigga got
trying to pretend to be a doctor, but they caught the nigga because one, they kept pulling up in the same truck that he put in the music video, and the nigga tipped him off and said, "This is not a doctor," because the nigga said "axed" instead
Dog,
of
"ass." I thought that was a joke. Dog, no. But I feel like that's a regional. Nah, because even if it's regional, doctor's gone. It's enough people in medical school that's going axe or ass.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. But did you hear about the other shit that was going on with that case? And why, like, they going so hard on him right now?
Why?
Apparently, every time he did a drug test, he was pissing hot. And they said, "Nigga, stop doing drugs." And he said, "No." Like, he just straight up said, "No."
I guess not.
Hey, but when you're 22 with 17 kids. Wait, is he even 21 yet?
I don't know. I try to avoid keeping up with him, but somehow.
I couldn't. Like I said, it's too much normalized crime now. Niggas is really not, like, people are just doing things. Like, niggas getting in shootouts, broad daylight, looking at the cameras. Niggas throwing up gang signs, like Chris Brown and Takers. How he kept tossing up the peace sign to bank robberies, but that's also something he does in his everyday life. Nigga, what you doing?
So I'm going to say this, bro.
Takers was a good movie?
It really was, except T.I. ass cannot act, man.
Man, that's your boy.
No, that's not.
You don't like T.I. as an actor?
No. Because he can't... It'd be the same, like... He is the downside of Ice Cube. Nigga, they play the same role in every movie.
You seen the new internet speak that... Every Ice Cube movie is just alternate universe Craig.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean,
when you think about it that way, it makes it hilarious because him being a angry cop in 21 Jump Street after being a hood nigga for so long.
Let me see. After being unemployed for so long.
Speaking of.
I knew exactly who that was.
Of course.
Exactly who that was gonna be.
Heard them heavy feet. But, and I've said this before, but. If you pay attention to roles movie stars take, you know what they want it to be in real life. And I just realized Ice Cube also wants to be a cop. He has damn near just as many cop movies as Martin Lawrence. And Martin Lawrence so blatantly wants to be a cop.
Let's think about this
one. Blue Cube Streak, here. National Security, mm-hmm. Bad Boys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think Road Trip, College Trip, whatever it was with Raven Simone. I think he was like a security guard in that.
And then what was he in Four Hogs? Was he in Four Hogs?
Yeah.
What was he in that?
I don't know. I think he was just there.
Just suburban nigga?
Yeah, I think it was just suburban dad. And but then, he also did the movie way back in the day with the white boy. Old movie, like one of his early movies. Might have been Nick Nolte or some shit. It's an old one. Hold up. But you list off Ice Cube cop movies.
All I know is 21, 22 Jump Street. what's them joints that he did with Kevin Hart?
Ride Along.
One and two. That's all I got.
Big Mama's House. I forgot about those. He was a cop in that. Am I getting a phone call? I am getting a phone call. My phone messed up, so I can't even see my phone calls. Life, I mean, he wasn't a cop, but it was close.
He was in prison.
Nothing to Lose. That's the one. Was he a cop in this? Nah, he was just helping some advertising agent or whatever. Oh, it was them spam again.
Bro, it's really sad what happened to Martin Lawrence's film career, bro.
No, he just went off the. It was the stroke. The Illuminati tried to get him.
What was that? Or was it the drugs?
Nah, man. Dave Chappelle told us what it was.
What he told?
He said it was Illuminati. You ain't see that interview? It was an old one. He was talking about how. He ain't say Illuminati like he ain't go full crazy, but he was just saying how Martin Lawrence is one of the toughest, one of the strongest people to know. He's, you know, helped him out in comedy when he started off, all that. And he said Martin Lawrence had a stroke and, you know, he went to like a little coma. And he said when he woke up, he went to go visit him and said, Martin, you know, are you good? And he said, man, that was some of the best sleep I ever got in my life. And he said, you hear that, and you know, that's a major medical emergency, and that's how he feels about it. Oh, he just got a nap. He treated it like it was just sleep. So all I'm saying is, what the hell happened that this man is running around the street butt naked with a gun talking about they trying to kill me?
Yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's like when you put it in that perspective, I get it, but cocaine also ruined Pam Grier for us. Fuck Richard Pryor.
So
we could have had a Pam Grier daughter right now.
So
our age.
So we just not gonna take any Richard Pryor. We're not gonna put none of the blame on Richard Pryor.
That's what I said. Fuck Richard Pryor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Richard Pryor and cocaine ruined Pam Grier for us. Yeah, we could have had a second generation Pam Grier.
Everybody's genes wouldn't match. I don't think we would have got somebody as fine as Pam.
Not if Richard was the daddy. How you feel about Richard Pryor? Hold on, who's supposed to be doing a biopic of Richard Pryor?
They keep.
Because he got canceled.
Yeah, they keep pushing it back. But I think Nick Cannon got the rights to it.
No. It was Mike Epps.
Oh, and then he did.
That nigga said. Yeah, he was doing cocaine.
Shit. Yeah, and then he was talking shit at the funeral, and his wife was like, "Nah, it's the." Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Somebody said, how you lose a Richard Pryor role to cocaine? Yeah, that should have let us know that she was the perfect person for the job.
I'm actually glad it wasn't Mike Epps.
Not funny.
Only funny in movies.
I love him in Upshaw's. You see my tweet about great rivalries on camera?
No.
You ever watched Upshaw's?
I watched the first two seasons.
Yeah, it's Mike Epps and, let's see, what's their name? Benny and Lucretia. So Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes. Mm-hmm. That's one legendary duo. Martin and Pam. Sanford and Cousin Esther. And then who I said the fourth one was? Michael and Jay from My Wife and Kids.
So if you would have told me that, that Mike Epps and Wanda Sykes would have had a Joan off, I'd have been like, get me as far away as possible from this.
Know what the best part about they show? Well, I still got this in my lap. But Martin and Pam was going at it. You could tell it was real. Like, they was really trying to go at each other. What you call it? Michael and Jay. Like, I'm rewatching My Wife and Kids right now. They break character every time. Yeah. Those are real jokes. Like, that show is so funny. Everybody's breaking character.
Bro,
nobody is staying in character the whole episode.
Bro, they not. They ad-libbing like half the line.
Yeah, like everything. Dog, one of the greatest ad-libs, and it doesn't even come from Damon Wayans or Tisha Campbell. It came from, what's her name? Katie.
Okay.
They was talking about how Parker McKenna, that's the real name. But they was talking about how what would make Damon Wayans a better father. So everybody, you know, everybody's doing their fantasy episode. And Junior turns his dad into a big rapper, but Junior's the pimp. And his dad's a bitch. And it's just talking shit and all that. So Michael goes, so your idea of me being a better father would be me being a big rapper, but you're the one abusing women? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, those women wouldn't like that. They would just beat you up. He said, man, ain't no woman ever going to put her hands on me. And Parker just slapped the shit out of him. And you watch Claire go, Parker, she's giggling. And Damon, like, couldn't hold it. He starts laughing. And you just see Julia look around. And I'm like, dog, either somebody behind the scenes said, when he says this line, smack the shit out of him. Or she just heard that and thought, I'm going to do it. Pow.
Nah, I think she just said, man, fuck that nigga. I'm going to go here.
Because when you watch them tell jokes and you watch them say things and you see Damon laugh, Jay laugh, everybody's laughing. I'm like, dog, this really is a show of just, damn, I'm popular today. But look, this really is a show of everybody ad-libbing, everybody trying to make the other person break. Like, I don't know how much actual script was on them papers. No,
I think it was just like, I really think it was like maybe the intro on then, like, then they went off like the little board on, yeah, how to move the plot forward.
I feel like Damon and Keenan probably wrote the episodes, so everybody else had lines and they just said Damon. So left it blank for Damon's character. So everybody saw their lines and said, all right. Might have had some free blanks for Tisha, just like, you know, say something funny right there, give us what you got. But when they show you know how they do the bloopers at the end? Mm-hmm. It's really only Tisha and Damon, and mostly Damon. And I feel like it's probably because, like, I can take a joke on myself. Like, I ain't got to be the butt. But because everybody else probably, like, really be hurting when they fuck up. Damon be forgetting his lines like crazy. But when that nigga said he got his hair placed and they was going to put him on the Wall of Fame next to Steve Harvey, I said, hold up now. The Wayne's been putting it in our face since the beginning.
Apparently, everybody knew.
I don't know when I found out, but it was way before this new wave of people finding out. Because I think I found out somewhere early college.
Probably rewatching the Steve Harvey show.
No. I saw an old clip of Showtime at the Apollo.
Oh, and nigga was
he leaned over to either pick up the stump, touch the stump, something. I don't know. He leaned over and you saw in it. So when he came back up, it was literally like, looked like the Steve Harvey show. You saw the top, but when he leaned, you saw dead in there. And I said, dog, like, he really just said, I'm gonna grow my hair straight up to hide the bald spot. I say, what's his name? Sherman Hemsley. I say, at least he was man enough to just let it be bald out and open.
But that nigga was already old.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. When the Jeffersons came out, he was 34. Right. He was 34 when the Jeffersons came out. I think, what's his name? JJ's dad, James Evans. I think he was about 30, 32. Yeah, they was all young.
You remember that tweet that was like, niggas that was looking like 30 in the 70s and 80s,
yeah,
compared to niggas that's 30 now, like two different, like, dog, 30s.
What, Otis Redding died at 26, and we've all seen that picture of him. Tupac and Biggie died at 24 and 25.
Okay, but Tupac looked 24. Biggie. Look, man, you drop that weight and you look a whole different age.
I'll be sitting there thinking, because it's like, there's sometimes I'll look in the mirror at myself and be like, damn, you look like a 30-year-old. But then I go and get a haircut and be like, nah, I don't look like a 30-year-old. But it's just like, so what was niggas like back then? Oh, what you got to say, fuck nigga?
You know, you look like a 30, with or without a haircut, you look like a 30-year-old.
And what you think you look like?
A 30-year-old.
Nah, nigga. I look good. You know what's crazy? Twitter got me scared the shimmy.
Oh, the camera's gonna be on your ass?
Anytime I move my shoulders just a little bit too much, I go, gotta look around.
Them cameras gonna be on your ass?
You see what they did to Amanda Seals?
No, I don't know. That is a person I refuse to
vote. I was talking about the Issa Rae thing, the Insecure thing. You remember that one?
Oh, no.
They had her in the pink and green AKA jacket just to imply she was an AKA. I don't think it had the letters on it. I don't think it was anything else other than imply, like, you know the colors. But I think it was somebody's actual AKA jacket. And I guess somebody recognized it. Boy, Hooray Productions got that email so quick. Twitter was on her ass. And everybody said, you know Amanda Seals is hated because this is Issa Rae show, Issa Rae produced, Issa Rae damn near directed, Issa Rae written. You know, everything basically has to go through Issa Rae in some way. And they still said, Amanda Seals is wrong for putting on that fucking jacket. She should have known not to wear that jacket. They said, oh, the costume designer is an AKA and she got it approved and she went through her chapter. And everybody said, fuck Amanda Seals. It was like, damn.
Well, I'm going to be completely honest. Amanda Seals is very, very insufferable and very unlikable. So, you know, if people decide to get on their ass, I'm going to just scoot over and let her whack them.
So the new one is... I guess people was writing think pieces, like through actual publications, about how Amanda Seals is annoying and insufferable, and she complains too much, and how she just needs to, you know, do what she needs, like just shut up, do your job, and we'll be cool with you. And she created TikToks complaining about those think pieces and how she's fighting for our rights as Black people, and she's trying to uplift us and protect and try to, you know, make sure we're good and all that. And everybody's like, this is exactly what we're talking about, bro. Shut up. Shut up.
You know, niggas can't never do...
There's like, you realize you was on an all-black... You was on a Black female-led production, and even that cast didn't like you. Like, bro, it's you.
You know, when it comes out, like, one person don't like you, you know, okay.
Yeah.
When it seems like every 6 months there's somebody new coming out talking about they don't like her.
Dog, it was a Lemon Pepper Kickback. The cast of Atlanta, the cast of Insecure, and damn near every other Black A-list to Z-list star that was in Atlanta at the time that wasn't busy pulled up to this kickback. No Amanda Seals. That alone should let you know how you sit in this place. Because whether somebody texts you and you didn't go, or everybody went and nobody texts you, that should let you know where you stand. Because if they text you and you didn't go, you don't like them. But if they didn't text you and you see all these A-list celebrities, fucking Samuel Jackson, and they're teaching these niggas how to eat chicken, and you wasn't invited, you're not liked.
Imagine Samuel L. Jackson teaching a class on how to eat chicken.
imagine going to a big kickback with all these huge stars, and what is it? Amanda Steinberg pops up. They said, are you even old enough to be here? She said, probably not. Like, dog. But Amanda Seals could make it? You're not liked. You're not Kobe, nigga.
They don't love you like that, nigga.
Deadpool, man. I'd be so mad if that happened to me.
You on your retirement tour, nigga, be like, they don't love you like that, nigga.
Kai Cenat.
Another nigga I refuse to talk about.
Dog. They said that nigga admitted a crime on stream because he was talking about how he bought the domains. And all that shit. They was like, dog, that's literally like you're actively going at her for what you claim is a lie or some shit, whatever. But they're like, you're now attacking her pocket. Like, what you're doing is a literal crime. You're doing a federal crime and you admitted it on stream. It's clipped everywhere. It's going like you can't get rid of that. And hating ass niggas going to bring it back just to get rid of them.
This is the only thing I have to say about that entire situation. If you sell pussy, why are you exposing the nigga that is buying the pussy?
Yeah.
Like, you're losing business. Now, honestly, truly, fuck costing it. And
that's all
I got to say about it. Actually, in general, fuck most
streamers. Yeah. You heard about,
and I don't understand how, but they keep popping up. See, this is why I need a clear algorithm button. Because I'll be scrolling through my For You page, and I'll be like, who the fuck am I following that got this shit on?
I'll say that will never work because of the people you follow. I keep seeing all these videos about people dying and shit because of Tripolar B.
it be that, and then it's always somebody fighting on my TL.
No.
I'd be like, come on, dog.
I tweet one thing about anime. I remember, I think I retweeted like a funny joke about Avatar. Next 3-4 days, every tweet on the For You page was Avatar. I'm like, dog, I'm not even interacting.
Man, listen.
Like, I talk about movies way too, like, right now, I'm getting more movie tweets. But it's still like, dog, randomly, it'll be like all anime shit.
Listen, we are currently in a sports slowdown, so I am trying to fully evolve into cooking and movie Twitter and TV show Twitter. But somehow, because y'all won't shut the fuck up about Caitlin Clark, I have Iowa pages all up and through my motherfucking
The funny thing is, because you talk about sports and you watch sports and you acknowledge sports, I'm sure you're getting way more specific shit. But when I say my timeline has been nothing but Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark discourse, I'm like, dog, I don't even watch regular basketball enough to be this deep into the weeds.
I just, like, gosh, I don't care. Like, I just don't care.
I've never cared. You hear about that Mystic lipstick chick?
Oh, is she the one who stabbed her kid, her husband?
Stabbed her husband, pushed one kid out the car.
And then one of them, but the 9-year-old lived.
Yeah, I think the one that got pushed out the car lived. Okay. And then the one that was in the car with her died, and then the husband got stabbed. Mm-hmm.
Then
astrology influencer.
Did you see, like, maybe 3 hours after the story broke, somebody came out and said, "I told y'all about that crazy bitch." no RIPs or nothing.
No, my thing with that is nobody cares.
Dog, like, do you want to feel vindicated because you called out, because you were right about it?
If a nigga that you hated died, are you tweeting?
No. All actually, you know, I lied. I'm about to do that. You know that picture of that big finny nigga where he at the funeral? That's all I'm gonna drop. Another one of my ops died.
Just drop that. But that's even more. That's still somehow more respectful than, like, "I told you that was a fuck nigga. I told you he wasn't worth shit." Damn, bro, just not like that nigga silently. It gets way too. People fight too hard to voice their opinion, and I know that's funny as hell coming from niggas on a podcast, but niggas be fighting too hard to voice their opinion and be like, "Bro, nobody cares about your opinion, nobody cares about their opinion," and this is why I keep Queen Naya and Academic blocked.
Oh, that was some of the first people I blocked.
Funny thing is, I don't think I have either one of them blocked, but I genuinely never see their tweets.
I got them blocked, the Shade Room blocked.
Oh, Shade Room stay blocked.
Joe Budden, anything with the word Joe Budden, the account Joe Budden, Joe Budden TV show, any nigga that co-host on there, blocked. All of that. Like, I just don't care.
What that wide-eyed nigga say about, you pull your pants up after she say no one time? What are you?
What are you, a faggot? And I was like, is this nigga openly admitting to raping bitches?
Dog, all tweets from that era where people be like, "Oh, it's just that time." But like, some of them I laughed at, but every time I laughed, it was still followed by, "This should not be tweeted. This is some wild shit."
Nigga didn't give a fuck, bro.
Dog, shout out Wayne L. Jr. I love how often we bring that nigga up. Come on the show, bro. We genuinely just want to talk to you. We're not one of those niggas that's secretly in the cut trying to jump you.
That nigga done come. He didn't change. He done rebranded. He a streamer now.
I gotta go find a stream.
I can't. I'm blocked.
Yeah, so am I. Actually, let's see if we can find it right now live. Watch with Wayne. The hell? $12,000 followers. Wayne Radio 2. Damn, I just realized how we know this is the right Wayne.
Is it a picture?
Nah, ain't no picture. Of course it ain't no picture. No. It's him.
No, I thought he was still using the graduation picture.
Yep, he is. The fact that you are blocked. Don't worry, Wayne. I'm going to find you. What else we got in here?
Oh, did you pour out some Tampico when OJ died?
Nah. Dog, you had tweeted that. And I was like, what is nigga pouring out juice? And it's because I had seen all the OJ tweets. So it wasn't like I didn't know. It's not like that's how I found out. But I was just like, what is nigga? And then I think I seen like a couple more tweets like, oh. They said that nigga admitted that shit on his deathbed.
What, did he,
yeah,
he had cancer?
No, that he did it.
Oh. I mean, niggas knew. This would be a good time to rewatch that, The People vs. O.J. Simpson TV series.
I still never watched that.
Nigga, that was the best one. That was the best one.
Q Cuba Gooding Jr., they say he was acting his ass off.
Man, him, what the name, Courtney B. Vance.
Did he bust out the bucket hat?
Nah.
The KFC bucket?
Nah. that nigga was sober during this shoot.
Speaking of sober, you getting the McDonald's remix menu?
Bruh. I want you to list off some of them items.
All right, so we got the Surf and Turf Burger, which looks like
a McDouble with a fish patty.
Oh, right? That's a McDouble? I thought it was a quarter pounder.
Now, look at them thin-ass patties.
Yeah, you're right. With the fish, filet of fish in the middle. We got the Sweet Chili Junior Chicken, which actually don't sound bad.
It don't, but when the fuck do these niggas get sweet chili sauce?
When they get a Junior Chicken.
Man, that ain't nothing but a damn McChicken.
They also got the chicken cheeseburger, which is literally just chicken cheeseburger. And then they got an apple pie McFlurry.
The only thing that sounds even remotely like good is that apple pie McFlurry.
Just rated episode?
No. I'm not even going to waste my time with that bullshit.
Come on, dog.
Now, when they bring the Mighty Wings back, then we can talk.
Nah. When Wendy's bring back the shakeable barbecue nuggets... Them things was fire. When Burger King bring back the spicy chicken fries, them things was fire.
Bro, hold on. Do you remember when Burger King had them cheese, like it was like that powdered cheese or whatever that you had to put, you either put it on them fries or you put it on them chicken fingers and you had to shake them shits up?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, oh, no. Hold up. Burger King shaking cheese.
Shaking cheese, bro. I promise you, they had some shit like that.
Oh, I think I just seen it. Shake 'em up fries.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I ain't never seen this.
Why?
They got a full commercial for it. Oh, no, I do remember this. Because I just remember the commercial.
I used to fuck them bitches up.
Because they get in there, everybody was just dancing, doing all that shit.
They don't make promo like that no more.
That's because Mary J. ruined it for everybody. Mary J. ruined it for Burger King, and Jaden Smith ruined it for McDonald's.
And did Mary J. also ruin her legacy when she sat down and started singing to Hillary Clinton?
She sat down and sang to Hillary Clinton?
Man.
This just as bad as, what you call it? What's her name? Redheaded chick that be rapping on Wildin' Out?
Oh, Justina Anderson?
Yeah, she ruined it for Wendy's.
I'm going to kill myself for this, but what did she do?
Nothing. She just redheaded, and I just wanted to blame her for something. But Wendy's did ruin marketing. Like, Wendy's as a whole, they ruined marketing. So you remember when all the fast food joints started getting on Twitter and everybody was clapping back?
That was a terrible time.
So that was because of Wendy's. So Wendy's marketing was going down. You know, they're losing money. They're not doing any, like, sales is down. Everything's failing. So one guy that was like, they got like a bunch of young people in the marketing team, and it was like nobody could do anything. So the guy that was there was like, hey, we got young people, we can use social media, but we just need to please give us free reign to do whatever we want, like no repercussions. So whoever was up top said, you know, it can't be any worse than what it is now, go for it. So that's when Wendy started getting on Twitter and starting beef with other companies. So, of course, they shit shot up. So then, you know, they took that money in sales and they said, hey, we got an idea. We got to drop a diss track. So this is like, what? So they was like, just trust us. Let us keep doing what we're doing. So that's when Wendy's dropped the five-track diss against every other fast food joint. So, of course, every other brand was like, oh, we can do this too. So all that happened because Wendy's was failing so bad, but now I think they're back relatively up top.
Do you remember when Hamburger Helper released that that like 15 song mixtape or whatever?
No.
Bro.
Was it that same era of Wendy's making music?
Like when you said that diss track shit, I was like, Nick, are you talking about Hamburger Helper?
Oh man, this is about as bad as when Neil deGrasse Tyson had a rap beef.
One more time, I'm gonna kick myself for this, but who was he beefing with?
B.O.B.
Oh no, I actually remember that. I remember that. Essentially, both of them killed their own careers.
I mean, well, nobody taking Neil deGrasse Tyson seriously.
Nobody was taking B.O.B. B.O.B. fucked himself up with that flat earther shit.
Yeah. Because he went too hard. Everyone was like, dog, what are you doing? Dog, you bought a private jet for this? You got a helicopter for this? You good? Are you good? Okay. All right, bye.
I put it on the bug for keeping it
from
the bug
biting you. Oh, it keeps the bugs from biting you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I can't bug it. Ha!
Bro, I hate to say this, but she gonna fall one time, and I'm gonna bust out laughing.
Dog, she be doing that so much, and it just be like. What you on, man? Like, do you have to be like this? Dog, babies, and not say this, I pick the worst time to become a dad because I'm now the father of a 14-year-old and a 3-year-old, and it's like those are the worst ages, but the fact that I ain't hauled off and beat nobody ass, yeah. I'm winning.
It's 2 ages where niggas ain't listening.
Dog. I mean, this bitch going crazy. I'm like, why? Oh, I'm too old for this. But now I'm hungry. So go ahead and do that thing you do.
And like that, we gone.
Now I gotta go hit the button. Them first couple minutes gonna be so chaotic. Because I'm not editing nothing out.